Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast. We're online at soundcheck.org.
This is Soundcheck. I'm Terrence McKnight from WQXR. And joining me here in the studio is one of the world's premier concert violinists, Anne Akiko Myers. Now, she's played on the world's most famous stages with the most famous musicians. And these days, she's doing it with a really old, I mean really old and expensive violin. Her latest release is called The Four Seasons, the Vivaldi album, performed with the English Chamber Orchestra. And I'm happy to welcome Anne Akiko Myers back to the Soundcheck studio. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Terrence. It's great to be back here. And thank you.
And now you've brought a new friend.
Yeah, he's only 273 years old. Wow. That's all.
Doesn't look a day over 270.
It's really quite an amazing violin. And it's called the Ex Vieuxtemps Guarneri del Gesu, made in 1741. And coincidentally, it's the same exact year that Vivaldi died.
So this Guarneri family, do you have any idea if Vivaldi played any of their instruments?
I have no idea, and most likely not. I mean, most likely these two northern Italian geniuses never met, and yet Vivaldi's music was really undiscovered for centuries as well. It was hidden in a monastery until like 1925, and the Vivaldi Four Seasons wasn't recorded and really, you know, didn't come into great vogue until maybe 1950. And the Guarneri's, Del Gesu's violins are so rare. And most of them are in museums of this kind of quality, this caliber of instrument. And like Jascha Heifetz played on the great David, and Fritz Kreisler played on a Guarneri, and Paganini played on a Guarneri as well, the canon that's sitting in Genoa right now. But these violins are really weren't performed on until much later as well.
How'd you come across this instrument?
Well, it's kind of a confluence of interesting situations that happened. And I was playing on two Stradivari violins previously, and I was not looking to play another violin. But I heard that this Vieuxtemps Guarneri was on the market at an astronomical price. I think it was listed at $18 or $20 million. And I was really hesitant to try it because of all the hype that surrounded the instrument. But once I did, and I just zoned in and on the sound and the instrument itself, it was really unlike any other violin that I've ever played on.
Now, sometimes you'll hear instrumentalists talk about, oh, this instrument plays itself. Is this the case with this instrument?
I've never found that with any instrument. I'm looking for that elusive violin, you know, that can play itself, but no violin can play itself. I mean, there's like such a great story of Jascha Heifetz. Somebody went up to him and said, wow, your violin sounded incredible. That was just unbelievable. And he held the violin up to his ear and he's like, I can't hear anything. You know, each instrument has its own unique identity, its own unique soul. And I definitely feel the soul of Vieuxtemps. Vieuxtemps was an incredible composer and Belgian concert violinist of the 19th century. And he had this violin for several years and really wanted to be buried with it. And I actually saw a picture of Vieuxtemps's funeral day where Eugene Izai, another incredible violinist and composer, carried this violin on a pillow behind his hearse.
And so now, Anne, this is your violin to play for the rest of your career. Is that...
It's a yes.
How do you sleep at night? Where do you keep this? I even feel guilty for asking you that because it's so expensive. I mean, $16 million, you could have a one-bedroom studio in Manhattan. But so, I mean, do you have, you've had it for about a year and a half now.
I have. And, you know, I've been a very lucky gal in that my whole life I've played on these kinds of instruments. This is actually the third Guarneri I've played on throughout my career, and many, many, many Strad of violins. So I'm pretty used to these instruments. You know, if one can be used to it, I am. And you know, what makes this violin so extraordinary is the condition of the violin. There is like not even one blemish. It's mint, triple mint condition. I actually saw a CAT scan of the violin, and most violins always have a sound post patch. I mean, it's just like a regular occurrence, but this one is clean as a whistle. I mean, it really looks as if it just left Guarneri's workbench. So I am very, very aware that I would love to carry this violin to the next generation and have another violinist perform on it. And I'm really taking care of it the best I can.
Let's hear it. You're going to play something for us, right?
Yeah. So I'll just play a little bit of the opening of the Spring Concerto by Vivaldi.
I'm Terrence McKnight from WQXR. I'm in the Soundcheck studio with violinist Anne Akiko Myers. She's joining us to talk about and to perform from her new album. It's called The Four Seasons, the Vivaldi album. Here she is to give us a sample, an excerpt from Spring. See, now, I've heard this piece, I've seen it played in public, but I never knew exactly what was coming out of the violin soloist. I couldn't tell what was coming from the orchestra, what was coming from the soloist. So, wow, I'm glad that you gave us that sample. Now, let's go to the record and hear, because you're playing this violin on this new recording.
Yeah.
Here it is. This is Anne's latest recording. Just the opening of Vivaldi's Spring. That's on a new recording, The Four Seasons, the Vivaldi album by Anne Akiko Myers. She's in our studio here. We're in the Soundcheck studio. I'm Terrence McKnight. When I listen to that, I'm always thinking about when I first started listening to this music, when I first started going to concerts and hearing it. And I've got this one violinist in my ear. I'm wondering for you, you know, you talked about that Vivaldi's music became more important in our consciousness around the 1950s or so. Mm-hmm. Was there a violinist in your ear, or how did you go about trying to make this sound fresh and make it yours?
Mm-hmm. With every recording project I have, I really love to just start with a tabula rasa. I like to just completely have a fresh, clean slate. And I studied many various interpretations of editions that are available, as there is really no, you know, one edition that is the Bible of the Four Seasons. There's so many variations on it. And so I studied that, and I really just tried to study the poems that are attached to the concertos as well that Vivaldi most likely penned. These beautiful sonnets that are incredibly descriptive of, you know, rain coming down on you, or sounding like a goldfinch bird. You know, I actually went to YouTube and would study, what does a goldfinch sound like? Okay, now I'm going to do it my way and play the goldfinch my way. And that was so fascinating, to kind of put all these pieces of a puzzle together. And it's so highly coloristic, the compositions, and so virtuosic as well. I mean, I was just amazed with Vivaldi, really.
Yeah, and what does a goldfinch sound like? And I don't think I've ever heard one. They're beautiful, but I don't think I've ever heard one sing. It, and maybe you can, do you know where that section is in the music where he's asking us to do that?
Okay.
This is the Soundcheck Studio. Anna Kiko Myers is here, and she's about to demonstrate what Vivaldi asked for in the goldfinch sound.
So that really, it does sound like that bird. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm not going to sing it for you.
Now, is this the first time that this instrument has been on a recording?
This is the debut, which is so unbelievable to me that it has never been in the recording studio.
So where has it been? Where has it been all my life?
It's been preserved really carefully. It was actually under this sponsor's bed for about five decades as well. The gentleman who owned it, he decided that he wanted to sell it. And he really wanted it to go to a performer. That was his dream, to be able to hear this violin, as most of these sit in museums.
I'm Terrence McKnight from WQXR, talking to concert violinist Anna Kiko Myers for Soundcheck. Her new album is The Four Seasons, the Vivaldi album. So was it something about the soul of this particular instrument that made you want to record Vivaldi's Four Seasons? You've got the other strats, you've got the modern violins, but was, when you played this violin, was it, did it just say to you that this is the music that I have to play, or was it that 1741 connection? What was it?
Well, I mean, I could not believe that it had never been recorded before. And I was looking for a composition that was really, could showcase the wide range of colors on this instrument. And the Vivaldi Four Seasons does it absolutely, completely.
Mm-hmm. Now you're going to... I think our listeners want to hear something else. They love the goldfinch. That was beautiful.
I'll play a little bit of the summer to show the ferocity of summer.
I'm Terrence McKnight in the Soundcheck studio with Anna Kiko Myers. She's got a new violin. She's got a new recording. Here's a little bit from it. This is an excerpt from Antonio Vivaldi's Summer. Thank you.
Did you feel some thunder there?
Oh, yeah.
Some lightning thunder. That was my goal.
I'm wondering if Vivaldi asked for that foot stomp that you gave us in that section. A little percussion. This is Anna Kiko Myers here in the Soundcheck studio. I'm Terrence McKnight. And so what's next for you and your vieux temps?
Me and my fiddle. Well, I also recorded a very different kind of album that will be coming out this October. And it will feature this great violin concerto by Mason Bates that I just played with the Chicago Symphony this past week. And as well as the Barber Violin Concerto and a beautiful piece by John Corigliano called Lullaby for Natalie. And that was written for my firstborn daughter. That piece.
Anna Kiko Myers, it's been a pleasure having you here on Soundcheck. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Terrence.